方向盘来引导我。现在我要用拐杖了。Too far here, a little bit too far there. So when you see my cane, I'm steering myself straight. 所以呢，有的时候我往左边偏，它往或者往右偏。你看到我用我的拐杖呢，这样是帮助我平衡。
I really am happy to see you today.
我今天能看到大家真的是好高兴。
I miss you.
我很想念大家。
I thank you for your prayers.
我真的是谢谢你们的祷告和你们的支持，也谢谢你们想念我。
Someone said to me, "Oh, Sister Schwartz, you look energetic."
有些人跟我说，哦，你看上去好精力很精力充沛的。
My energy cashed out a long time ago.
我的那个精力早就用完了，长很久以前。
I'm leaning heavy on an arm that said you can lean on me.
我就是紧紧的靠在那个膀臂上，所以你也可以看到可以依靠。
So this morning I want to talk to you about something that.It's very dear to my heart.
今天早晨，我想讲的是对我的心非常的宝贵。
And as even through my sickness, it became more real to me.
就当我的这个疾病对我来讲变得更真实的时候。
Because I had a very inquiring mind.
因为我是一个很爱探寻的人，我很喜欢刨根问底。
It began when I was 11.
当我十一岁的时候，甚至。
I was on my bed. I can remember sitting on the side of my bed, toward the bottom.
我就坐在这个床边上。
And I began to think about all of those that were lost before Jesus' time.
我就想到说，在耶稣来到世界之前，那所有的人都失散的人群。
And I began to cry.
然后我就开始哭起来了。
I think in my heart, I thought that's not fair.
我就说这个不公平啊。
I became confused very young about.What is and what isn't about God?
所以在我很年轻的时候，我对神是谁
of this one we call God.
神不是做什么，神的工作，我就
It really continued through my lifetime.
小小的心灵就很混淆，然后这个我整个一生都在这种有点 confused, 有点混乱。
When I first started as a young preacher, one of our pastors said, "Sister Schwartz, you must speak about it more convincingly."
当我年轻开始成为一个传道者的时候，有一位老的牧师说，妈咪，不是说妈咪，是说他的名字说，珍妮，你讲道一定要让人信服。
But you see, a lot of times in my messages, when I'm preaching this, there was something there that kept saying, "Are you sure?"
但是当我讲这些信息，当我讲道的时候，在我的脑后边就有一个声音在说，你确定吗？你真的知道吗？然后就真的是很让我像疾病一样，然后我就上大学了。
In biology class, we began to talk. They began to talk about evolution.
在生物课上呢，他们就开始讲进化论。
I personally stood up against it.
然后我就真的是站立稳住我的立场来反对这个。
I would disagree with the professors and with them. I didn't believe in it. I would give them some of the thoughts I had.
然后我就不同意老师所讲的，然后我也给老师一些我所得到的证据。
Then I would go out and get in the car to go home.
然后我就上车回家。
And there was that voice again. Are you really sure?
然后我的脑子又有个声音说
：“Do you really know?
你真的确定吗？你真的知道吗
？”Thank God this morning I can tell you I'm really sure.
但是感谢神，今天早晨我可以告诉你们，
really、
我真的是确定，我也真的是知道。
What Satan fought me through my young life and into much of my life.
然后撒旦一直在整个是在我年轻的生命
And I have a suspicion
整个一生都在跟我征战我也有个对大家有一点想法
I have a suspicion today that many of you are in the same place.
我怀疑你们其中有很多人其实是跟我当年的情形是一样的
You see, I wanted to believe in God because they taught me about it.
我想要相信神因为他们是我从小受的教育就是这样的
I wanted toI felt like if I didn't, something would happen.
我就觉得说，如果我不相信的话，可能就有一些不好的事情会发生。
But I just couldn't be sure.
但是我就是没法确信。
How about you?
那你们是怎么样呢
？Are you positive?
你是很确定吗？很肯定吗
？Some of you that have experienced a lot of life.
有的时候你在生命中经历很多。
Are you really sure there is all of this is true?
你真的是确定你所信的这些都是真的吗
？Or is it just like other religions that believe in other things?
或者你就不过是像一种宗教，你相信这些而已。
If there's a God, He certainly hasn't done that much for me.
如 如果真的是有一位神，他好像并没有为我做什么呢？
I never really sensed there was a God. That's just what I believe.
我从来没有说真的是感觉到好像是感觉到神，就是我相信。
Do you believe there was a Mao Zedong?
大家相信这个有毛主席吗？
Raise your hand. Did you believe there's a Mao Zedong?
大家都相信有毛主席吗？
Did you know him?
你认识他吗？
Who knew him?
谁认识他？没人举手。
Oh, you knew about him.
所以你只是听说过他，
you、
知道他的事情。
You read about him.
你读到关于他的事情。
Grandparents told you about him.
因为你的爷爷奶奶告诉你关于他的故事。
But you didn't know him.
但是你并不真正认识他。
You see, that's where many of us are. We know about God.
所以我们很多人就这样，我们知道关于神。
We've been taught even to fear him.
我们也被
not to do things that we still do.
我们被教导要去敬畏他，不要去做一些我们不该做的，但是不管怎么样，我们还是继续做的事情。
But to know him.
但是真的认识他。
But you know that's the basis and foundation of our faith.
但是那个是我们信仰的，我们信心的基石。
And until we know him,
直到我们真正的认识他，
we don't have true faith.
我们没有一个真正的信心。
Because he tells us that,
因为他告诉我们，
is knowing God.
信心就是认识神。
And believing he will do what he says.
然后相信他会去行他所说他要做的事。
So he's telling us if we have real faith, it's because we know without a shadow of a doubt, every fiber in our bodies, that there is a God.
就是如果我们说我们相信他，我们真正认识他，是因为我们心里没有一点怀疑，没有一点阴影，我们全心的相信他就是神。
And the next big step is,
那个巨大的一步就是,
I know he is a rewarder to all those.
我相信他是那些赏赐那寻求他的人。
He does what he says.
他就会行他所说的。
Now that's pretty close.
那个就是很接近了。
That means that everything in the Bible.
那就是意味着圣经上所讲的每件事情。
That gives us His word.
就是他告诉我们他所说的。
Oh, there's history in the Bible.
圣经里面有讲到历史。
There's geography in the Bible.
有这个有也有别的。
There's good moral truths in the Bible.
也有好的道德，也有好的道德的榜样，神想要告诉我们。
The amazing thing about the Bible is,
让我们惊奇的圣经就是
for the over 3,500 years,
纵横整个三千五百年。
I forget how many authors, 34 some authors.
大概是四十位、三十四位左右作者。
It still has the same theme.
但是他们整个这些作者所写的一个主题都
是一样的。It's still walking in the same direction, no matter who wrote it.
不管是谁，这个圣经的里边书的作者是谁，什么时候写的，他们都有同一个方向。
Coincidence?
你说这个是偶然吗？是
巧合吗？ One who was all-knowing.
这是被一位全知的这一位说写的。
Who said to us,
他对我们说，
I know the end from the beginning.
我从起初知道幕后的事。
And I tell you in the next two chapters,I tell you because I want you to know.
我告诉你们是因为我想让你们晓得。
That I am God.
我是神。
Friends,
朋友们，
there is something so tremendous about knowing God.
如果你认识神，这个是有个巨大的影响。
Actually, you know, we write books about how to raise children.
我们会有很多关于如何为人父母的书籍。
We have counselors like me.
我们也有这个协谈者、辅导者，像我。
Who never had a chick nor a child, but I still help you to raise your children.
我从来没有养过孩子，但是我却帮助你们去抚养孩子。
Because this is the way the men began to think. This is the way to do it.
因为大家是人类想的，就是说这是也是应该教养孩子的方式方向。
But God in a very concise way.
但是神以一个非常简洁的方式。
In the Bible, he doesn't write how. He doesn't make the Bible show us step by step how to raise our children.
在圣经里边，他没有就给我们一步一步的如何抚养孩子的这个。
He gave us a foundation truth.
他给我们一个基础根基的一个真理。
And he said to them,
他对他们说，
When your children get up in the morning,
当你的孩子早晨起来的时候,
and when they walk by the way,
他们行路的时候,
and when they look on the, as it's written around them,
当他们看到他们周围, 所写的这些,
and it's the last thing we tell them when we go to bed,
然后我们最后上床睡觉的时候,
is the fear of God.
要记住,就是要让他们知道的是敬畏耶和华。
There is a,
就是让他们知道有一位神。
My mind has been filled with it.
我的整个思想都被这个所充满。
So that when it comes to life,
所以当我们来到这个生有关生命之事的时候
，they are fully prepared.
进到生真正他们进入成年的时候，他们是完全预备好，因为他们知道有一位神。
And they have learned many times how to be obedient.
然后他们已经学习如何顺服。
But you see today,
但是你知道今天的时代
our young people have fear of nothing.
我们的年轻人什么都不怕。
They don't even fear their parents.
他们甚至连爸妈都不怕。
They're going to do what they want.
他们想干什么就干什么。
Why?
为什么?
Because they never learn to fear God.
因为他们从来没有学习敬畏神。
He said that's the beginning of wisdom.
因为说圣经上神说敬畏神是知识的开端
Not wisdom to start a business
是敬畏神是智慧的开端不是
Not wisdom to be a great educated person
不是说成为一个能够做一个巨大的商业或者是一个很好的一个教育者开始
This is the start of the wisdom to walk through this sinful world
就是这个智慧是让我们能够从这个有这个充满罪恶的世界能够经过能够在这里生活。
I want you to turn to Psalm 139.
请大家翻到诗篇139篇。
I really like you to do it, even if it's in your. I didn't,
即使是在你们的手机上。
I'm afraid I'm not one of those that prepares them back there. You know me.
我怕大家可能没有
So if you have a Bible, you have it in your. Probably you have it in your.
或者在我们的 bulletin 上。
iPhone.
或者在你的周报上、手机上。我想让大家真的是看到这些话，诗篇一百三十九篇。
Now David was one that said he was a man after God's own heart.
大卫被称为是按着就是合神心意的人。
That's what God said about David.
那是神对大卫的评价。
Did David ever fall?
大卫有没有犯过罪、失败过？当然。
Was he ever disobedient? Yes.
他有没有说不顺服、不听话过？
But there's one thing he never lost.
但是有一件事情他从来没有失去过。
Was his understanding and fear of God.
他对神的这个理解和他对神的敬畏。
He never argued with Nathaniel that told him about his sin.
当那个纳丹告诉他指出来他的罪的时候，
He knew it and faced it.
他就没有跟他争论，他就承认他，他就面对。
God's own.
他是合神心意的人。
Why?
为什么
？Because he knew the heart of God.
因为他知道神的心。
Whether it was out in the evenings when he was out watching the sheep.
不管说是他在傍晚在看守羊群
的时候。Whether it was God spoke to him through nature first.
或者神是通过这个大自然对他讲话。
Recognizing that this is too much for me to understand.
他就知道说这个对我来讲知识奇妙过于我所能理解的。
This is what he wrote.
这是他所写的。
Yahweh, which is God, you have searched me, and you know me.
耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我。
Do you know we don't know each other?
其实我们并不真正了解。
Oh, you said I know you. No.
你说我认识你，你说你并不真正了解我。
You don't know what's inside.
你并不知道我里面是什么样的。
You don't know what's in my thoughts.
你也不知道我在想什么。
You don't know those deep things I have in me.
你不知道我里面那个深深的
深
处的思念。
Sometimes the wife will say, "I never knew it. I never knew he was that way. I never knew he thought that way."
有些太太会说，我从来没有想到过我的先生是这么想的，是他这种人。
Nobody knows you really.
所以没有一个人真正认识你，没有一个人真正知道你里面
的真我。The one that's going to live forever.
不是那个要活到永远的。
Eternal part of you.
那个你那个里边永恒的那一部分。
That's the part that.
但是那是神所要处理的面对的那个
He said you have searched me and you know me
大卫说你已经鉴察我你认识我
No place to hide
没有地方可以隐藏
No place to run to
也没有地方可以去好像
No place to say it's because of them, Lord. No,
你不能去
no, no.
没有说可以说哦，因为他们我才这样。
It's because of evolution in my life. No, no, no.
也不是说因为在我的生命中有这个相信进化论才这样。
He knows us.
他认识我们。
He searches us.
他已经就是鉴察我们。
Then he goes on to explain more. David did.
大卫又继续说。
You know my sitting downs and my my rising up.
我坐下，我起来，你都晓得。
He knows when we have where you fall.
他知道你什么时候摔倒。
He knows the high points. He knows the low points.
他知道你的生命中的高峰跟低谷。
You understand my thoughts so far.
你从远处知道我的意念。
You see, that's how he judges us.
那是他如何来审判我们的。
That's why when they say, "Oh, but he's such a good man,"
有些人说，哦，这个人他人真是个好人呐。
You weren't in his mind and his thoughts and his attitudes.
你不知道他的思想，他的态度。
You weren't that one that smiled and hated the guts of the person you smiled at.
你不是那个，你不知道那个人表面上对你微笑，但是心里边把你恨得要死。
But God knows.
但是神知道这个人的里面。
You understand my path.
他说你我行路，我躺卧，你都知道。
You know my laying down. That means he knows us. Where are we? What we're doing.
他知道我躺卧，说明神知道我们在什么地方，在做什么。我们所有一切所行的，神都细察。
God bless our wonderful God that can still stand us and know all of our ways.
神真的是一位值得称颂的神，他知道我们里面所有的一切，竟然还忍受我们。
And then he went even closer.
然后他就讲得更深一步。
There's not a word on my tongue, but behold, you know it all.
耶和华，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
God sees how you're so sweet out here.
神看到我们在这里都很甜美，都很好。
When you get home, you can really spill it out.
但是家里边你就是不一样了。
You see, God knows what we're talking about.
神知道我们在谈论什么。
You have a hedge behind me and before me.
你在我前后环绕我。
And you lay your hand upon me.
按手在我身上。
Now this is phenomenal.
这个真的是啊，
This is actually where all of us are.
这个是我们所有人都在这里。
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me to understand.
这样的知识奇妙是我不能测的。
It is high, and I cannot attain to it.
至高是我不能及的。
See, this is a secret.
这个就是秘密所在。
This is a secret why I went through a lot of my questioning.
这就是为什么我经历了很多的这个疑问。
It was too much for me.
因为这个对我来讲太高了，太深了。
It was too great for me.
因为这个对我来讲太伟大了。
It was beyond my sphere.
因为这个是超过我的范围，超过我能理解的。
As a proud human, we always think.
但是作为一个骄傲的一个人，一个人就像我们人类
，in our understanding，
我们觉得我们一定是可以理解的。
Friends, I want to tell you this.
朋友，我想说
，join the rest of mankind，
就是加入其余的人类。
When you said I can't understand，
当你说我没法了解的时候
，just join us all，
就是我们，这就是所有的人类都是这样。
Because I want to tell you right now, I don't care how smart you are.
不管你多聪明
I don't know how much you depend on scientists.
不管你多依靠这个科学家的证据
You don't understand.
你并不真正了解
We cannot perceive it.
我们没有办法真的是测度
Why? Because we're finite.
因为我们是有限的
We're disposable as far as our bodies.
我们的身体是会朽坏的
He's infinite.
但是神却是无限的
That means.
无限意味着它存到永远。
We live a realm of time, space, limits, beginnings and ends. We question what is reality. It must be in reality. We are a limit. We get limited to what we can taste, what we can feel, what we can touch, what we can see, and how far our mind can project.That's all that we can understand.
我们人类呢是我们作为人是活在这个时间空间界限的这个范围之内。我们有起 有开始有结束，我们依靠我们的五官，我们的五官来感知周围的世界。
That's、
我们的想法只到那个我们所感知到的，所以我们无法理解这个神迹。
That's why we can't understand God.
所以我们就没法了解神。
You see, God is eternal.
神是永恒的。
He's outside of time.
他在时间之外。
There's no limits to His power and reality.
对他的能力是没有界限的。
It's in a different dimension than what we're in.
神跟我们在一个不同的维度。
He made us.
他创造了我们。
Put us on this earth.
他把我们放在这个地球上。
I don't know what else he made.
我也不知道他别的他创造了什么。
It's probably none of my business right now.
也许不是我的事，不是我应该在意关心的。
We're spending millions and billions of dollars to try to find out what else he made.
然后人类就花了几十亿、上百亿的钱，想去知道说神做了创造了什么。
They can't find them.
但是我们还是发现不了。
You see.God is this sphere that you and I cannot touch.
神住在一个那个一个氛一个空间之内，一个氛围之内，我们根本就没有办法触及。
Then you said, then why did he say we must know him?
那你就问了，说那他为什么还要说我们要认识他呢？
He did not leave us to blind faith.
神没有把我们让我们就是盲目的相信。
This is what we've been teaching people for a long time.
我们已经好像教导人
好
长的时间说。
You just have to believe.
就说你就是要相信。
The kids come home from college where they're teaching them all about evolution and other things, and they're looking to you for answers. And you look at them and you say, you just have to believe.
然后呢，这个孩子上大学回来，他们就受到这个进化论还有别的事情，他们想让你给他们答案，你就说你就是要相信。
We don't have to be just believe.
我们不应该说只是单单的相信。
He's given us things in His Word.
在神的话语里面，他已经给了我们证据。
To help us direct us in our belief.
帮助我们来指导我们的信心。
He gave us the book of nature.
他给了我们这个自然的书。
You know, it was they never questioned nature before evolution.
在那个进化论之前，没有人去。
Evolution is a new boy on the block.
不是说就是说好像是去怀疑过大自然。他说这个大这个。这个进化论不过是个新近不久 才出现的。
Why? Because man has to try to understand what it's all about, so they pick something that they think, oh, this must be it.
然后呢，人必须得相信点什么东西，所以他就找到了这个东西，就说，哦，肯定这个就是答案。
When God came to Job,
当神啊、
，After Job had gone through all that he went through,
当约伯经历了这个所有的苦难之后，神向约伯显现。
Do you know how God talked to him?
你知道约神是怎么跟约伯谈话的？
He said, Job,
约伯呀，
Were you there when I made this animal and gave them this instinct?
神说，当我创造这个动物，我给他这个本能的时候，你在哪儿吗？
When I made this one and gave him this instinct?
当我创造这个动物，给他这个本能的时候，
你在哪儿？ And he went on and on about nature.
然后神就一直在讲述自然界里的各种现象。
There's one in there I've often talked about, and I just have to laugh when I read it.
当我读的时候，我每次就会笑。
He said, "Look at the ostrich."
Ostrich. 他说你看看鸵鸟。
He lays his egg and doesn't care where he lays it.
他说他把蛋留在地上都不管。
He just
忍心带出，他就把那个蛋放在地上就不管了。
He could step on it.
然后呢，甚至就是说却想不到被脚踹碎。或被野兽践踏。
He has wings and he tries to fly, but he can't really fly.
他鸵鸟呢有翅膀，欢然在那儿鼓翅，但是却没法飞。
And of course, I've often heard that when ostriches see danger, they hide their head in the sand.
但是我们都知道，这个
whether that's true or not, I don't know.
鸵鸟就说，像鸵鸟，它看到危险，它就把头藏在沙子里，不知道这个是真的还是不是。你知道神怎么称呼鸵鸟吗
？He was a fool.
说鸵鸟是。
So in the midst of all of the attributes he gave the animals and the instinct, he drops in the ostrich.
但是在神给这个动物的所有的这个本能跟他
的世界中，
神创造了鸵鸟，说这个鸵鸟是个笨的。
None of these instincts.
这个鸵鸟没有任何的这种本能。
He left us with instructions in the Bible.
然后呢，神在这个圣经里给我们指导。
Very specific.
非常仔细的，就是确定的。
He's let man try everything.
他让人自己去试验各种的事情。
In the beginning, before the flood, man was pretty much under trying to live under Adam and some of those that became, but they couldn't do it.
在洪水之前，他们就是想要就是自己试验。
Then God chose a people and said, "I'm going to put these people down as an example, the Jewish people."
然后神选择了一些人，所以
说我要让他们做榜样。They're no better or worse.
他们并不是比别人更好或者更坏，就是犹太人。
They were to be an experiment of example.
他们要做一个样品，做一个试验，做一个榜样。
But they couldn't live through that.
但是这个犹太人却没有办法活出来，实际上他们活的目的。
Then he said, "I'm sending my son."
然后神就说，我送我的儿子。
And he's going to forgive them of their sins and give them a new life.
他会饶恕他们的，饶恕他们的罪过，给他们新的生命。
And we see that only a minority of people have turned.
但是我们看到犹太人里只有很少数的一部分真正的是相信了耶稣。
Then God said, "I'll give them their last chance."
然后神说我会再给他们一个最后一次机会。
During the millennial period, you can read all this.
你会在这个圣经里想到，在千禧年的时候。
But see, you don't really read and study your word.
但是你不知道，有的时候我们是没有真正的读过圣
经。He said, "In the millennial, I'm going to be their ruler."
在千禧年的时候，神会做他们的统治者，做他们的王。
I'm going to be a benevolent dictator to them.
我会是一个恩惠的王。
And their nation, and I will allow those who came through the tribulation that then will be in this, and it will be a period of 1,000 years.
然后就会让那些经历大灾难的那些圣徒还留存下来吧，在千禧年里边，这个是一千年的，这个国度会持续一千年。
He said that he tells us that even when a person dies at 100, they consider them a child.
在千禧年的时候，如果一个人百岁而死，也算为婴儿。
And I will rule them, and they will come up to Jerusalem at the temple.
我会统治他们，他们会来到耶路撒冷，来到圣殿。
But at the end, I'm going to let the devil. Now remember, the devil is tied up. Then he tells us.
然后在这一千年里边，我们
for that 1,000 years, no devil.
在那一千年里边，没有这个撒旦。
And yet, when the time came,
但是当时候到了。到一千年完了，撒旦从监牢里被释放。
There were thousands that went against God, and God destroyed.
然后他就会迷惑地方的四方的列国，然后他们想来攻击神，被神所毁灭。
Now they couldn't say the devil told me.
所以呢，在那个一千年的时候，这些人不能责备说是。
It's that deep sinless nature in all of us.
不能说是撒旦让我这么做的，因为在他们的里面有这个。
So he left instructions.
罪性的这个人有罪性。
To show us how we could get rid of that sinful nature.
所以呢，神给我们这个在圣经里面告诉我们如何除掉这个罪性，让我们可以来侍奉他。然后到最后。
For almost a quarter of the Bible.
所以这个圣经里大概四分之一的章节。
He began to show man what was going to be ahead.
他告诉我们未来，将来会是怎么样。
So many things he said this is going to happen.
神告诉我们说会发生什么事情。
He said this is going to happen.
神告诉我们未来，将来这个事情会发生。
Now many of them in the Old Testament, as I read, I can read what he said and then see when it happened.
有很多在旧约里面所讲到的。现在就发生了，就像他所说的。
So you see, he didn't leave us.
所以呢，神没有把我们就是留在黑暗中。
For blind faith.
不是让我们有个盲目的信心。
He's left us enough.
他给我们足够的证据。
That if we begin to realize,
当我们意识到
that's God,
意识到那是神
then we can realize how much we need him.
我们就能意识到我们有多需要他。
Let's go on. I want you to see something else.
我们再看别的。
For you formed my inner parts. You covered me in my mother's womb.
我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已覆庇我。
In other words, he's saying, you own the pattern.
就是神知道创造了这个我们人的这个模式。
You know we're made from a pattern.
你知道我们人是有一个好像有个模子的。
Oh, sisters.
你们会说妈咪
we're so different.
我们都很不一样啊。
You might be different.
也许你跟别人不一样。
In your characteristics.
或者是你的特点跟别人不同。
And in your customs.
或者是你的那个 方式不一样，说你的语言不一样。
But in your body, we're all the same.
但是我们人的人体构造都是一样的。
We have bones.
我们都有骨头。
We have a lot of fat.
我们也有很多脂肪。
We have all parts the same, whether you live in Africa or whether you live in China.
不管你住在是中国人还是住在非洲，你我们身上的很多人体构造都是一样的。
Oh yes, He made the pattern.
神就是创造了这个模型，那个模式。
He knew what we would need.
神知道我们需要什么。
He knew what He planned.
然后他也创造准备了这些。
See, we're the handiwork of a master designer.
我们是一个伟大的一个设计者的工作。
We've learned that now.
我们现在学到了。
By science, we've learned it.
甚至从科学里我们也学到了。
You know, there are many, many. I know I read, heard of a, someone was saying there's a list of maybe 600 scientists that will go on the books and say, we have a master designer.
然后呢，有大概有600位科学家，他们到这个书里去看，他说我们有一个奇妙的一个创一个设计者。
How do we know that?
我们如何知道的呢？
Because about 15 years, they began to delve in and found we have a DNA.
然后大概有15年的时间，他们就开始仔细的深入研究 DNA。
You see, he said in the next verse, "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well."
第十四节他说：“我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏。你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。”
We are.
我们真的是这样的。
Sometimes they think we didn't need a certain part.
有的时候。这个科学家认为有我们身体的一部分，可能我们不需要。
But we need every part.
但是我们身体所创造的每一个器官都是需要的。
And I want to let you know when some parts don't work, it really is a problem.
但是当你身体的某个器官不能好好的工作的时候，那个真有麻烦了。
I don't care if it's your knee like our sister.
或者是你的膝盖。
Or your bones like mine.
或者是你的骨头像我的骨头。
Or your heart like our brother back there.
或者是心脏有问题。
We can know that we, when there's things in our body.
当我们身体的什么器官有点不对劲儿的时候，你就知道。
He said, "My frame is not hidden you. I wasn't made in secret."
他说我的形体并不向你隐藏，我在暗中受造。
So you see, everything He made.
所以神所创造的每件每一样。
Because why? Because we recognize.
因为我们意识到了，知道。
That this, the sixth verse. This is what we recognize.
就在这里几节里边，我们认出。
He went on to say,
他继续说
，Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed.
我未成型的体质，你的眼早已看见了。
He knows our DNA.
神知道我们的 DNA.
And in your book, they are all written.
你都我所你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。
What in the world are you talking about?
他这里讲什么呢？讲的这个册子是什么呢？这个书是什么书呢
？You see, that's why you got to know the Bible.
所以我们需要去了解好好读我们的圣经。
Because you're going to find out in the Word of God that He has a book of life.
因为在这里你会知道神有生命册。
And every name of every person is in that book of life.
所以每个人的名字都在这个生命册上。
And I don't know that He didn't write our DNA down.
然后我不知道他有没有把那个册上写上我们的 DNA。
I want you wonder, oh, when the resurrection comes, how are we there and that's been drowned and eaten up by fish and long gone? How's it going to re? How's it going to get our body together? Pick out our DNA.
然后就想说，我们那个人这个躯体都不存在了，神怎么重造我们的，让我们复活
？That's my thought. But
然后呢？就是我们有这个 DNA， 这不是圣经上写的，是我想的。我要说的是
，everything about
神知道关于我们的每个细节、每个部分。
We're written in a book，
我们被写在册子上，被写在书上。
I won't talk about the book now. That'll take too long.
如果在想那个册子、这个书的话，就讲太久了。
But sometimes he takes us out of the book at the end.
但是呢，有的时候在这个。最后结束的时候，他把我们的名字从
your name out of the book of life.
他说有神说，我把你的名字从生命册上涂抹。
That's all recognition of you as God.
就是说，神对神拒绝了你。 就是你不再被神。
Remember, our God is love, and He loves us so much, but He has to blot us out of His, understanding, His thinking.
然后呢，神爱我们，神是爱的神，但是当他真的是不知道我们，当他但是有的时候他必须要，因为我们拒绝他，他要把我们的生命册上的名字给涂抹掉。
You see, as we think about the fact that He has made us,
当我们想到这个事实，他创造了我们
，He has made us uniform,
他创造了我们
，and yet these things are beyond our recognition.Understand.
他所创造的这些是超出我们的想象，我们的理解。
But let me tell you, the DNA has opened up something.
但是我们现在这个对 DNA 的研究已经让我们展示了一个新的一个领域，一个方向。
They use the DNA to trace back history.
他们用 DNA 来溯源回去，看到过去的历史。
And they say by the DNA,
他们说通过 DNA,
we really did come from one woman.
他们真的是说，因为 DNA 我们能查到全人类真的是从一个女人而来。
I haven't read about Adam, but they did say one woman.
但他们我还没有读到亚当，但他们说我们都是从一个女人而来。
So you see, we are the sum and substance of our DNA, which went through generations.
所以呢，我们就是所有这个 DNA 的组合，从一代又到又一代这样传下来。
The first 1500 years of life, man was pure.
在头1500年，人类的这个基因库还是挺纯洁的。
As we read the genealogies, we find out
我们看到那个传，就是那个家谱，我们发现
7, 8, over 900 years they lived.
那个时候的人都能活到800岁到900岁。
I have to tell you the truth. I'm glad we don't now.
我要告诉你说，我很高兴我没活那么久。
If I thought I had 800 and some more years to live.
如果我想想，我还要这样子再活800年，那真的是不愿意，不能想象。
We say what happened.
但是你就说后边发生了什么事情呢
？Well, after the flood,
在那个洪水之后
，after a period of time when Noah died,
在挪亚死了之后
，then his sons became less.
然后他的孩子的那个后代的年寿命就越来越短。
Until as he promised.
然后就像神所应许的
no, it would only be 120 years.
就像神所说的属乎血气的他的寿数就是120年
so as we trace down,
然后我们就回溯历史
Abraham,
然后亚伯拉罕
those lived over 200 years.
还有那些活到快200岁的
and then of course as history went on,
然后人类的历史继续向前进行
there were periods of time when it was far less than that.
在那个有一段时期呢人类的寿命就很短
Actually, before our country was discovered, man sometimes only lived to 30 and 40 years.
在美洲大陆被发现之前，那个有一段人的寿命只有30岁或者40岁，那个平均寿命。
You say why? How?
你说为什么会这样
？What makes the difference?
到底是什么带来这个不同呢
？Because of our DNA.
是因为我们的 DNA.
Because of our fallen nature and our sinful.Desires and longings.
因为我们这个人的这个堕落的本
性。Because of the flood that introduced bacteria.
因为这个洪水之后。
Others from the decay.
带来了这个细菌跟病毒。
We have mutation.
然后人的这个有变异。
They actually say man is getting weaker.
然后其实在研究说人是变得越来越弱。
That's why we see many different things. Because our bodies have been mutated.
因为我们的身体。DNA 有变异
rogue in some areas.
然后我们的那个在某些方面变得越来越虚弱然后这个细菌跟病毒的进入
that began to limit man's
然后 就限制人的这个寿命缩短人的寿命
You see, when we blame God,
当我们
but we blame God.
我们每件事情都推卸都责备
神 When our child is born dead,
当孩子生下来就死的时候
When it's born with maybe no limbs,
或者有的孩子生下来没有四肢
When it's born retarded,
或者孩子生下来智力有障碍
We blame God,
我们就责备神，就怪罪神
For wars,
我们就怪罪神，为了战争怪罪神
We blame God for all kinds of things,
我们就为了各种各样的事情来怪罪神
But understand,
但是要了解
When God made us, He made us.
当神创造我们的神创造人是完美的。
And it was all of these things that entered into the life of man.
那 当这些事情进到人的生命中的世间的时候
There's an
世界的时候
accident.
那有时候有一个
A child is killed.
比如说有时候有发生意外一个孩子死了
I'm a Christian.
我是基督徒
Why would God listen my friend?
为什么神听了朋友们
God sent us in place.
神把我们送到不同的地方
And unless he brings an intervention which we call miracle.
除非神带来神迹
that.
我们的生命最后总是会结束的
so please stop blaming God.
所以不要再去怪罪神
my friend, I told you this often. My friend came to me when my house was destroyed.
我通常告诉你们当我的房子
Oh, Sister Swartz, why would God allow this? You're a missionary that God's a... And I said, it wasn't God, it was my roof.
然后就我的房顶被飓风给吹掉的时候有朋友来说神怎么会允许这些发生呢你是宣教士啊我说这个不是神啊就是我的房顶因为我的房顶很弱
Sister Swartz
已经很弱了
why are you so sick because I lived a life that finally got diabetes and from diabetes it works on my other things and other things and other things until I've come to what I am
他说妈咪你为什么会神让你得这么多疾病呢因为我的生活方式
导致
我有这个糖尿病然后糖尿病带来各种各样的后果然后直到我现在成这样子这不是神的事情你自己所发现你所在的处境当中在这个处境当中谁做了决定呢我又告诉有一个当我年轻的时候告诉一个女士说
My husband, I don't know what God gave me. And I said, Sister, God didn't give you your husband. You said I do.
他说，神给我，神怎么给我这么一个先生啊？我说，姐妹啊，我说你当时神没有给你这个先生。结婚的时候，你说我愿意。我们很多时候在一个处境当中、环境当中，是因为我们自己做的选择，是因为我们心里的欲望，我们想要的。
Because of longings that cannot be satisfied except with the grace of God.
除非你心里边，除非靠的有了神的恩典，你不然你的心里都不能满足的那种愿望。
Last he said this.
最后神说
，How precious are your thoughts to me, O God?
你的意念向我何等宝贵
？How great is the sum?
其数何等众多
？I don't know how he thinks of us all at one time.
我不知道他是所有这些同时发生的事情是怎么回事，但是我想你知道。
When we say that Jesus left his powers in heaven, I don't believe that.
当他们说耶稣把这他的来到世界上把他的这个能力都放在天上，我不相信。
To God's power.
他我不相信这个，因为耶稣是顺服于神的能力。他做神让他做的。
But Jesus said to Nathaniel.
但是。耶稣对那个拿单叶说
"What a good man!"
他说你是一个真以色列人。
When I saw you,
and 当我看到你的时候
Nathaniel said, "Where did you see me?"
然后拿单叶说你在哪里看到我呢
"Somewhere over there, he was out of sight."
他说耶稣说你在那个无花果树底下，就是那会儿他们讲话说看不到那个无花果树。
But Jesus knew.
耶稣的知道。
He was talking to the Pharisees, and they were there.Disputing, and they were there in themselves. And he said, "I know what you're thinking."
然后那个耶稣对这些会堂里
面讲话。And he told them what they were thinking.
那犹太人就在心里面在那议论。耶稣就说：“我知道你们在说什么，你们在想什么。”
He said to Judas.
耶稣就告诉他们。然后耶稣对犹大说
：“He knew Judas was going to.
他知道犹大会要背叛他。
Go do what you have to do.
他说去做你所当行的事，你去做吧。
He said to Peter.
他对彼得说
：“Peter, you're going to deny me.
他说你。你要否认我
？You see, he knew these things.
他知道这些事情。
Because he was God.
因为他是神。
In a human body.
他是有一个人的这个形，有人的这个躯干，人的身体的神。但是不要忘记，他是属天的。
So I don't understand.
所以呢，我不了解。
And until I get to heaven and get a mind like it.
除非我到了天堂上有了神的这个
想法，
我就真的没法理解他怎么可以同时知道我们想到我们所有的人。
He said how great the sum of them.
他这里想到说，你的意念向我何等众多？你觉得他有时候你觉得说他不在意，
because you don't understand how he cares.
因为 为你不了解他是如何的在意。
We have nothing in us that can understand how God looks at us.
我们在里边其实没有这个可以帮助我们
了解神是怎么来看我们的。In one place he said, "I pity man."
然后神说我怜悯，我心里怜恤他们。
Another place he liked to shake our ears off.
有的时候他甚至想要拽着我们的耳朵，让我们能听见。
God thinks about us.
神真的在思念我们。
Then why doesn't he do something? Because.
那你就说他为什么不做点什么呢？
He is God.
因为他是神。
He has his plan.
神有他的计划。
He set it in place.
他把每一样事情放在应该放的位置。
And when he wants to interfere in the matters of man or man,
当神想要介入人的事物的时
候， he comes with a miracle.
那个神要他就是用行神迹。
Otherwise,
不然的话，
we go on.
我们就继续的这样往前行。
Bearing our decisions,
然后就是承受我们自己决定的后果。
Carrying our heavy desires,
然后背着我们这个沉重的愿望。
Walking with stiff neck and our pride,
硬着颈项，就是带着骄傲的心往前行。
Every once in a while,
然后时不时过一阵。
God trips us in our pride,
然后神会让我们在我们的骄傲上摔跤。
Pulls the rug from under us in our life.
他就是让我们
pulls the rug out from under us.
就是我们正走的路，我们下边的那个地毯就被抽走了。
What do we do?
那我们这时候怎么办呢？
It sort of turns our eyes toward God.
这个让我们的眼目重新看到神。
9/11 Those buildings fell and over 3,000 died.
然后那些世贸大厦就这样子毁灭了，然后大概死了3000人。
The next thing you saw on the video or television,
或者你下一个再看到的，在电视上看到的是什么？
Was people out at night with candles,
然后人就拿着蜡烛，
singing Amazing Grace,
大家拿着蜡烛去唱奇异恩典。
The pastor said the churches were full.
他那时候牧师说那个教会里都坐满了人。
Sunday,
但是再过一个星期天
，Friends。Some of us are not happy that He knows all about us.
有些人对说神知道我们所有的一切并不感到高兴。
We hide in our little world, in our shell of trying to think it's reality, trying to think in our own little system.
我们就想藏起来，我们就想在我们的小小的世界里边，按照我们的想法去行事。
But He said,
但是
神说 19th verse,
在19节
This is what we each one need.
这是我们每个人都需要的。23节
He said, "Search me, O God."
说神啊，求你鉴察我。
Because what we think, what we desire, what we long for, is not always what's good for us.
因为我们所想要的，我们心里所渴慕的，并不一定总是对我们好的。
He said, "Lord, search me, know my heart."
说神啊，求你鉴察我。
Try me.
知道我的心思，试炼我。
Funny, I want to say when God tries you, He can really try you.
当人试炼你的时候，他可真的是能试炼。
See if there's any wicked ways.
说看看我里面有什么恶行没有。
And lead me in the way that is eternal life.
引导我走永生的道路。
That day when I have to lay everything down.
当那一天我把所有的东西都能放下的时候。
Everything that I worked and longed and loved.
就是我都是在那里努力去工作，我心里所爱的。
Leaving it all behind.
然后我把这些都放在后面。
Facing eternity.
然后我面对永恒。是的，在那一天。
Do you know what David said in another place?
你知道大卫在另外一个地方怎么说吗？
Psalms 14, he raised up his heart. He said, "The fool has said in his heart,
诗篇十四节他讲的时候，愚顽人心里说没有神。
Why? Because they are corrupt. They're sinful.
因为他们在心里边他们是败坏的。
And they do things that aren't right.
他们做那个不对的事情，他们不行善。
Why do you think man today wants evolution?
你说人为什么今天要相信进化论呢？
Because they don't have to face a God,
or
rules,
or
regulations.
They can
please man
and
themselves.
They 就不会面对神，不会面对神的规则。他们就可以就是自己做自己的审判。
Man wants to deny.
人类是一直想要否认，想要否认任何。
No. We came out of a soup pot.And from there, we began to develop some kind of a little cell, and it began to spread. Oh, and here we are.
然后人不想有任何那个自然告诉我们关于神的证据。
Ladies, will you try an experiment this week?
我们从池塘里面，然后发展出来那个有机物，然后到一个细胞，最后我们就成了现在。你女士们，你们回家去做做试验。
Will you make a cake?
你是不是要在家里去做蛋糕，烤蛋糕
？Now I want you to set out all your ingredients.
我就想你说你把你的所有烤蛋糕需要的东西，把你所有的这个
那些
设备都拿出来。
I want you to sit down.
然后你就坐在那儿。
And wait.
然后就等。
Cake comes.
然后就等着那个蛋糕自己出来。
That's what is foolishness with evolution.
所以你就想想，你觉得这个听着很可笑吧？那个进化论就这么愚蠢。
So in about 4.5 billion years, it'll be a cake.
所以你等着那个450万年，蛋糕就出来了。
He believes in.
这个愚顽人，他相信。
You see, he even denies a moral authority.
他甚至这个愚顽人呢，不相信这个权柄，不相信道德。
There is not a written history.
在没有任何人类历史上。
That doesn't have some sort of God.
他人类历史上所有的人类这个
文化上都有。Whether it's God of the heavens or God made from men.
他或者他们都会相信神，
What is in there that man would do that from the very beginning of time?
或者是人造的神，是什么让人类从这个人类开始的时候就有这种有神的意思呢？
It's because man knew that he didn't understand.
因为人知道他并不了解。
There was a greater power.
那个有一个更伟大的能力。
There had to be a power in that lightning. So let's make a god to it.
说那个。闪电的那个能力好大，所以让我们创造一个神。
On and on,
然后持续不断的。
The very being of man cries out for a higher power.
所以呢，在人的这个里边呢，他就在呼求有个更高的能力。
Oh, that God would help us.
愿神帮助我们。
The morals that we have.
我们所有的这个道德感，这个道德律。
The Ten Commandments wasn't written until sometimes in the third century.
这个实践呢，一直到在公元前30世纪才有。
So how did man know it wasn't right to kill each other?
所以人为什么会知道这个杀人是不对的呢
？How did man know that he would beat up his neighbor if he stole something from him?
为什么人知道说去偷人家东西是不对的
？Because in our being there are some things that God has put in which is moral value.
因为在我们的里边，神已经把这个道德的价值感放在了我们里边。
Today in America.
但是今天在美国
，We have none.
我们什么都没有
，No moral values.
没有道德感，没有道德价值。
If you want to learn how to cheat,
如果你想知道如何欺骗
，If you want to learn how to be able to twist things,
你想要知道怎么样去操纵，怎么样扭曲事件
，Be in our Congress.
你就进到这个国会里边。
If you want to get rich, get in our business. They know how to twist.
如果你想要富有的话，你就进到这个商业界，他们知道怎么样操纵，怎么样拐弯抹角的就挣钱。
If you want to live in my life, I want to live with another woman. I want to live with another man.
或者有的人想要说，跟就是说跟别的男人或者女人。
I don't want you to tell me what sex I am.
我不想告诉你我到底是什么性别。
I'm going to decide for my. Oh my, this kills.
我不想要，这个真的是让我受不了。
I'm going to decide for myself what sex I'm in.
我就要自己决定我到底是什么性别。
Isn't that crazy?
你觉得这不是，简直是发疯吗
？That's where we are.
这就是我们现在的。
We're in an age where they can sell people.
Slaves.
We talk about the black people.
人口拐卖
Today it is children.
以前是说卖黑人，贩卖黑人。现在是贩卖儿童跟妇女。
Right now, a billionaire is on trial.
现在有一个亿万富翁
for selling women.
他就是现在被审判，因为他在贩卖妇女。
We have no morals.
这个国家已经
as a country in many areas.
在作为一个国家，我们在很多方面已经没有道德感。
Thank God for the people that still have some.
就是有些人还是有这个道德，这些是让
我们这个国家在这边。
这个是让我们的国家仍然能够凝聚的一个力量。
You know, you take a terrible chance.
然后呢，你是，如果你这样做的话，你是有一个很糟糕的机会。
There is a so-called game.
有一种游戏。
Russian roulette.
有一种游戏叫做
Russian roulette was a game that you would take a bullet, one bullet,
就是叫做俄罗斯的
where there should be eight, you pick one.
啊？俄罗斯左轮 ，OK， 我没有玩过游戏。他就拿一个子弹。
And then you would spin the barrel.
哦，就是那个俄罗斯左轮，就在那个手枪里这么转一下。
You wouldn't know where that bullet landed.
然后你不知道那个，等于说那个手枪里面有好几个弹孔。
And so then you would take it to your head.
然后呢，你就
and pull the trigger.
你就把这个手枪放在你的头上，然后你就开枪。
If you heard a click,
如果你听到就那么咔嚓一声
，you won.
你就赢了。
If you never knew anything about anything else, you lost.
如果你从此以后啥都不知道了，那你就输了。
That's the way it is about trying to think about not knowing God.
所以呢，你玩这个俄罗斯左轮，就像你说你想要说我不想去，我不想说试试，我不认识神会有什么结果。
There are many arguments.
有很多的争论，很多的辩论。
You say, Sister Schwartz, why are you so concerned? I don't know. Oh, I do know.
妈咪，你为什么这样说呢？你不知道吗？ Darcy、我真的知道。
Are you going to preach that again? I said,
yep. 师母说，你要再继续讲这个吗？我说是的。
Because it's burning in my heart.
因为这是我心里的愿望。
Because I know you'll never get anywhere in your spiritual life until you know God.
因为我知道，除非你认识神，
and the only way you can know Him is to humble yourself before Him.
如何能知道他的唯一的
know that He's real,
方式就是在他面前。
That He's there.
谦卑，知道他在那里，
Confess your sins,
承认你的罪。
And then he sends the blood of Jesus Christ.
然后他就送让耶稣基督的宝血
to cleanse away our sin,
去洁净我们所有的罪。
Friends,
朋友们，
think about it.
好好想一想。
I know that many of you were grown up to believe there was no God.
我知道你们。很多人从小长大，你们被教导的就是没有神，就是。
And some of you are living the Christian life, but you don't really know Him.
有些人过的一个基督徒的生活，却不真正认识他。
I found that to know Him, you've got to commune with Him.
我知道说，我发现你要是认识他，你必须要跟他交流。
The more I talk with the person.
你跟一个人讲话越多
the more we share,
交流越多你们彼此的分享越多
the better I know them.
你就越了解对方
And I want to tell you,
我想要告诉你
you have time for everything else.
你有时间做别的任何事情
you have time to sit and listen to a ball game for 3 hours.
你可以坐在那儿看那个
you have time to sit and watch a movie for 2.5
你能花两个半小时看电影花三个小时看球赛
But you can spare 15 minutes to read the scripture and ask God to bless us all.
但是你却也能花十五分钟读神的话，让神祝福你的灵魂。
Because Jesus is coming.
你最好要注意，因为耶稣真的要快来了。
Don't you understand?
难道不理解了吗？难道你们没看到吗？在大自然自己里边。
No, you say I don't know. You don't.
你说我不知道。
You don't hear what's going on.
因为你没有去听到底有什么
事情。You don't know the hundreds of sinkholes that are coming all over the world.
你不知道全世界各地有成百的这种
放线的地线。The thousands of fish and animals that are dying.
你不知道有很多的这个很多的动物就这样死了。
What's happening to the magnetic needle? You don't hear about that.
大家可能都没听过这个词，叫一个。
You don't hear about how the earth is heating up.
你也不知道这个地球怎么越来越热。
Jesus said, "I'll show you."
耶稣说，我会向你们显现。
My Father's going to give you a chance.
我的父会给你们再一次给你们机会。但是如果我给了你们证据，你们都不去听，也不去看的话，那不是我的问题。
Needs to pull ourselves up
我每个人应该让自己真的是站起来。
And begin to recognize what really matters.
让我们知道到底什么才是重要的。
That new car doesn't matter.
你的那个新车不重要。
That great house isn't going to matter.
你那个大房子也不重要。
What's going to matter to you is
真正重要的是
stand before God.
当你站在神面前的时候
And I want you to know for sure that you will stand before God.
我要让你能确定你真的是能站在神面前
And what's going to matter then
在那个时候真正重要的就是
is that you know him.
而是就是你是否认识他
Putting it in my own natural way, I can go up and say, Daddy, here I am.
你就是让我一个说我就说哦爸爸我在这里
And I can hear him say child I've been waiting for you
我就可以听他说孩子我在等你
Or will I go up with my head hanging my heart
或者你在那里低着头过去说
Because everything he knows about you, he said this is word, everything he knows about,
因为神知道我们所有的一切
And everything you will, set, you will stand before his judgment seat and he
你就要站在他的
bring it all out
你在那个审判座前你所有做的一切想的都会展示出来
Your desires won't matter then
你那个时候你的心愿你的
渴
望也不在
乎啊
你想要的也不在意也不重要
The world doesn't matter to you then
这个世界对你也不重要了
Oh, I cry over this.
当我读到这里的时候，我会哭泣。
At home, I weep over it.
在这个家里，我会痛哭。
And I weep over you all.
我也为大家痛哭。
Don't you think I don't know many of you love him? Of course you love him.
我知道你们中间很多人是爱他的。
But there's so much more of him that you don't know.
但是有更多的你不知道的。
There's so much more he wants you to know.
你有很多的神想让你能知道的。
Preaching is not enough.
刚刚跟你们讲到是不够的。
You must be assimilating this into your soul.
你必须要把这个吸收到你的灵魂里面，记住让它进入到你的里边。
When sometimes people say, "Oh, we need God."
有的时候人说，哦，我们需要神。
The world's getting bad. Oh, we need God.
然后我们这个世界，我们说，哦，我们需要神。
And then we walk away, and what does it matter?
然后我们就走开，好像没什么
重要。If we really need God, then we would do what He says: search for me.
然后如果我们真的需要神，我们就会做他所说的。
Draw nigh unto me.
就是寻求我，靠近我。
You'll see the difference.
你会看到这个不同。
You'll see the difference.
你会看到，如果你这样做，你会看到不同。
Well, it's always this poor old woman who went overtime.
总是这个，我总是会超时。
Dorothy said I was weak the other time. I was speaking and I spoke an hour.
然后妈咪师母说我总是很虚弱，但是一讲就能讲一个小时。
Well, I'm sorry that I don't get here often to tell you.
因为我经不现在不能经常的来，所以我
讲。But I want you to know I pray.
但是我让你们知道，我真的在祷告。
I ask God for our church.
我真的是在神面前为我们的教会祈求。
I don't want to stand before God.
我不想站在神面前说神啊。
Lord, I didn't do well enough. I should have done better.
我不想对神说神啊我没做得够好我需要做得更好我们的子民百姓需要做更好更多但是我想要告诉你们他是要再来我要告诉你们你们真的要认识他所以我把我的心都留在这里就是那个看守的人在城墙上看守的人
And Ezekiel said,
在那个以西结上说的看守的人
If you see the enemy coming and don't warn,
如果你看到那个敌人来进攻了你不
then their blood will be upon you.
但是你不警告他们他们的血会在你的身上
But if you see it and you warn them and they don't listen,
但是如果你警告他们他们不听
there's no blood upon you.
你的手上就没有血
So I want to tell you this morning,
所以我今天要告诉你我很爱大家
I care.
我也在意你们
I pray for your children.
我也为你们的孩子们祷告
I have a nice little list of children.
我有个单子我为所有的孩子这些单子上的孩子祷告
Because I want to see you not only go to heaven.
因为我不想说单单见你们
full of heaven here.
不单单说是进到天堂而是在这里就经历天堂
What it is to hunger and thirst after God's word.
而是在这里饥渴慕义
I know what it is now to read God's word and take it in until you don't need food, you don't even feel physically hungry.
我现在真的是体会到，你读神的话，让神的话如此的进到你，你都不需要吃饭。
He can satisfy everything in our life.
因为他可以满足我们生活中的生命中的所有的事。
When we're willing to give that life to Him,
当我们愿意把我们的生命献给他
，take it out of our foolish hands, it brings foolishness to our lives.
把这个愚笨、这个愚蠢从我们的生命中挪出去。
And give it to a loving, caring, knowing, understanding.
把我们这个所有的这些东西都，这个不需要的挪出一个愚笨的东西，把我们的一切交给神，让我们一起祷告。
Father,
父啊
，As we come before Thy throne,
当我们来到你的宝座前的时候
，You know I ask You only to take it home to their hearts.
我真的是求你把这些话带到进入他们的心里，带回家。
Lord, You know I'm so limited.
主啊，你知道我是如此的有限。
Words mean nothing.
这个话语是没有用处的。
Unless it goes to our heart.
除非进到我们的心里，进到我们的灵里。
We love these people, Lord.
我们爱这些人群。
We ask for them, they'll be convicted.
求你真的是让他们的心里真的是有这种确信， 让他们能眼睛能打开
begin to understand.
让他们能够了解能够认识
Father, I can only ask these things.
我只能向你求这些事
But the wonderful thing you said is
但是奇妙的是你说我们寻求
He will do it.
就寻见你会为我们做这些
Lord, be with them, I pray.
主啊求你和每个人同在我们这样
They're needy. Some are physically needy.
他们有些身体上有需要他们这个精神上有需要